Welcome once again to the Camera Dojo Podcast, the official podcast of CameraDojo.com, where we help you make the most out of your photography. This is your host, Kerry Garrison from L7Studios.com, and I'm joined yet again with my faithful companion,
Sir David Esquire. Now, I'm not really a sir, but David Esquire with EsquirePhotography.com. No relation to the magazine.
Good. Good. At least you're not David Vogue or David Cosmo.
Oh. Or... No. Or David Maxim. That would be fun.
Well, no, that might be a good one.
Yeah, or David Stuff Magazine. Yes.
Well, last week was an awesome podcast. I wish the sound quality had been better, but we were having all kinds of technical problems with Dane's VoIP service and then his cell phone, but it was really a cool conversation. We're going to do that again, and we'll go over to his house if we have to and record it live with him. But Dane has a lot of information to share with everyone, and I really hope people got a lot out of that last week.
I do think that they will, and you know, if they didn't, then they're just dead. They have no pulse.
Well, I mean, it's not for everybody. I mean, there's people who are very successful and don't need coaching in that area. But, you know, if you're really trying to find your place and figure out where you're going to go and whether this is right for you, if you're considering making the leap into full time, if you're one of those people, then it's probably something worth listening to if you didn't listen to it the whole way through.
Exactly. And his book, Fast Track Photographer, isn't about wedding photography. It's about yourself. So it's total, like you said, it's totally applicable to anything. You could be, you know, a chef, you could be a DJ, you could be a butcher. Who knows?
It's more about the service business. You know, I mean, that's what we're in. We're in a service business, and things that help you to understand yourself and what you want out of business. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really what it's all about.
It really is. And anything that we do nowadays is service-based. I mean, it doesn't matter anymore. We're all in this as a service-based industry, and it's awesome.
Well, and I believe somebody very soon, probably like Christmas Eve, I think, is actually going to win a copy of the audiobook, Fast Track Photographer. So if you didn't listen to the show and you didn't look at last podcast show notes, be sure and go back and listen to them and figure out how you can enter to win a copy of Fast Track Photographer for yourself.
Totally. Hey, that's only one. Ha ha.
Yeah, but I counted all the way through this upcoming interview. So it's
and you had three,
the first one that they
three
heard.
Totally. So. Hey, you know what? Let's make that a contest for our listeners. Count how many times David Esquire uses
it. It may be a scavenger hunt for an upcoming contest. So you
I yes, like no. it.
We can't make it a drinking game because we can't be responsible for anyone dying.
That's right. Oh, gosh. That's all we need. Thanks.
So no drinking games around the world totally.
Yeah, no.
Please, if you do it, send us pictures, but we don't want to hear about it. But we do have a cool interview this week.
We have an awesome interview this week. I'm really excited about this one. And, you know, again, if you're not interested, you're just dead. You don't have a voice. That's just the way it is.
I mean, I'm sure that there are some people who are going to email me and say, okay, enough. How many times do you have to mention the R-strap? And my answer is going to be until you buy one.
Or not
yes.
enough. That's right.
Because
exactly.
That is the best camera strap that I have ever had. I have tried them all. Nothing comes close. I will never shoot without an R-strap on my camera.
It is probably, you know, it's amazing how it's, in a sense, it is the simplest idea and the most innovative idea and the most genius idea all wrapped in one for a camera strap. It's something where it's like, oh, why didn't I think of that? You're like hitting yourself up on the head going, duh.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So this interview that you're going to hear just after the break is Ron Henry, the inventor and founder of Black Rapid. He created the R-strap, and David and I use them exclusively. You'll see Matt Kluskowski from Lightroom Killer Tips. You'll see Dane Sanders. Didn't Chris Becker even have it on – I think he did a review of it.
It's just Becker. Or just – actually, it's Bracket, lowercase b. Bracket.
Yes, the B guy. Scott Kelby has endorsed it and even made it one of his top Christmas picks. So,
which I think that's
awesome. You can't just take our word for it. There are lots and lots of people who are converting over and becoming our strappers.
Yeah, our strappers. Yes, I like that.
Maybe we should have a fan club called Our Strappers.
And send us in your pics
of
you
wearing stringers. Our strappers.
No, our strappers. Yes, this is a PG-13 or older club.
So,
no, but you should send in pictures. Send us your pictures with your R strap in your
camera. Absolutely. In fact, by the time you hear this podcast, we will have an all new comment system on Camera Dojo where you can upload pictures into your comments. So when you comment on the show, you can actually say, here's a picture of me with my R strap. And we actually are going to be using that comment system for some upcoming contests, and that's how you'll upload your pictures. How's that sound?
That's, I like it, and that's the only way they'll be able to partake in some of these contests. So it won't be any exceptions.
This is a brand new system. We're one of the first websites anywhere to have this new system, and it should go live well before you hear this particular podcast. So it should be already there.
Now, you're saying anywhere. Does that include, like, Topeka, Kansas?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe there's something there.
No, Jupiter, Mars.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. No, this is a brand new system. It's in beta right now, and we're one of the ones testing it. I'm testing it on some other sites today, and I plan on taking it live on Camera Dojo within a week.
It's
really cool. We've both been looking at it.
Totally.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead, take a little break. We're going to hear from one of the other shows here at personallifemedia.com so they can tell you about what they're doing over there and maybe a little ad from one of our sponsors, if we have any sponsors left. And when we come back, we're on with Ron Henry.
Listen to Coaching the Life Coach, Business and Marketing Strategies for Growth of Transformational Practices with Jason McLean, your guide in the 21st Century Marketplace on personallifemedia.com.
So today we are talking with Ron Henry, the inventor of the Black Rapid R-Strap. If you have been listeners of the podcast here, or if you have been a fan of Camera Dojo for a while, you'll know that we are huge fans of the R-Strap. We've been using them since they came out. Can't say enough good things about them. So we're really glad to have Ron on the show today to talk to you about the idea, where it came from, where it's going. And there's a new product that came out in the lineup. So let me go ahead and introduce Ron Henry from Black Rapid. How you doing today, Ron?
I'm doing great. Thank you, guys, for having me on your show.
Absolutely.
Well, as I said, we've been big fans. We've been using it almost from the beginning, right?
Yeah, pretty much since we've received the straps. I've been using mine since right then. It's awesome.
And we heard about them very early on. So where did the idea come from? I mean, let's start there. Everyone's looking for a good strap. So how did you come up with the idea of the R-strap?
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out myself. Well, how did that come about? But there was a day where I just decided I can't stand it anymore with these other camera straps. So I just started playing around with just different options of using the strap, using the camera strap in different ways. And then when I found it to go to the bottom of the camera and slide up, and it seemed to work really well with my 70 to 200, I knew that I was onto something that everybody would probably like. And so to tell you how I actually just all of a sudden came up with it, I'm not sure. I just started playing around with it. It took a few versions of different ways of doing it where I hooked to this side, and then I decided, well, there's a hole here. Every camera has that. So and so I thought, what better place to try it? And so it just seemed to kind of just fall together magically. Like, this whole company basically has been magical. We only advertised 1 month, and that was on one of these digital wedding forum websites, and it took off from there. We had no idea what we're doing, but we just gave it a start, and it's been going crazy ever since. So it's been fun.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, because we've got really good friends over at Think Tank Photo, and they were asking us, well, what kind of products would you like us to do? And we both went almost at the same time, a better camera strap.
Exactly.
And they're like, oh, well, we interviewed like hundreds of people. They said they wanted a real thin, narrow strap. I'm like, no, you got to be kidding me. That thing, it cuts into your shoulders. No, 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 no. I want comfortable. I want it to not slide off my shoulder. I want to be secure that it's not going to, you know, be bumping into stuff. And I know that when I'm shooting a wedding, there'll be times I'll have my camera strapped over the way the R strap does across my chest, just to kind of keep it out of the way with maybe my second camera. But it just wasn't long enough to really use it effectively that way. So as soon as I saw the R strap, I was like, he nailed it.
Totally.
I feel pretty good about it. the camera straps, the normal camera straps, I took them off basically when I was shooting. And the problem with that is I would have a couple cameras in my hand and I would set a camera down someplace and then I'd get kind of caught in the moment and then I wander off just a little bit and then I forget where I laid the other camera down. So I get in these little predicaments and then I just said, you know what, I got to figure something out. I guess that's kind of where I really started trying to figure out another system that would work better. So, and I've bashed my camera, my lens on doorways so many times just walking through and not paying attention, you know. So
who hasn't?
It does puck behind you really well. I think that's how I started. It was the 7200 millimeter and fastening it to that tripod mount and just tucking it behind me and being able to work the crowd and move my hands around a bit and get people, even if I have to position people just a little bit, I don't have to worry about the camera falling off my shoulder. So it's been, I really feel like when I first started this, I was thinking, God, I got to call a camera strap company and tell them about this idea. So I actually did contact Camerac and I called some of their people down there and I said, I have this camera strap idea. I just didn't have it all fine-tuned yet. I just had the concept down. And they got back to me and basically said they're not interested because they have their own designers or something. So
serious.
Then I just kind of, I never even told them what it was. I just said I have this idea. I would even fly down there. I was willing to fly down there and pitch it to them of the concept, but they weren't interested. But so I went from there, and I started running into some key people that helped bring this together, and then I decided, you know, I'll just do this myself. So because I really felt like, gosh, I want this out there. You know, if someone else is making it, that's fine. I just want it out there in the photo world, you know. And so so here I am. Now I'm sitting on it, and I'm just, you know, trying to work this product and make it the best it's possible. And it's been very interesting.
It's been interesting to watch the progress, because we come out, we do a review on it, we hype it up, we tell everybody, we start going to photo walks and different events, and we've got ours on us, and people are asking us about it, and then all of a sudden we start seeing Dane Sanders. Now we've got Scott Kelby, and it's even in his holiday gear guide. I mean, you got some big names behind this thing now.
Yeah, I couldn't be more happy. I'm just kind of floored by the response that's been going on about it. I mean, I knew that it was something that was needed out there, but I had no idea that this momentum would be in such a way as it has been this year. You know, we were working on it last year. I gave a lot out. I gave some out to give some tests, some of the shooters on the Seahawks field, and some Blazers camera here in Seattle, which is a great camera store. And so some of their people took it out, and they gave me some response back. They said, man, this is awesome down here. And so then I was down in L.A., and I was around Hollywood, and I knew I hate paparazzi, but I went down searching for them on Sunset Strip, and I found this group waiting for Jessica Simpson to come out of this restaurant at the time. And I went over there before she came out, and I started talking to this guy about it, and I said, you want to try this out? And then all of a sudden, TMZ shooter came up, and he goes, God, I like that. He tried it, put it on his camera, and then next thing you know, he took it into TMZ, and TMZ uses these camera straps for their video cameras, by the way. Yeah.
Wow.
They hook them to their HDs, and And what they're using for is just waiting and just have them sitting on the side. And then when the shot comes out, they unclip it and then they move the camera anywhere they want.
Yeah, that's dope.
I'm curious, since you were turned down by like Tamrac and the other big manufacturers, have you, since the product has, you know, developed such a tsunami of interest and how many people are using it, have they since contacted you back and said, hey, you know, we want to get involved in on this?
Uh-uh. I don't think they even know who I am, because I didn't really tell them a name as far as because I didn't have a company name. I just had a concept. And I actually contacted Jim Domke about it. And I just said I have this idea of Canistrap and stuff like that. And I asked him if he would be, should I actually be saying names on here?
Sure. Nobody listens to this show. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have the phone number handy too while you're at it.
Yeah, but I guess not that hard to find. I found it. He was very gracious, by the way. He actually said if there's anything that, as far as contacts that I may need to help get this thing off the ground, just let him know. And I was wanting to send him a strap. He wasn't interested because he doesn't really use camera straps or something like that. So he never really got to experience it. But unless he's bought it and I don't know about it.
Which is
but
awesome.
I've always used donkey bags when I first started out quite a few years ago. So I thought, you know, gosh, what better person to find out more about product making than him?
Yeah.
At the time. Well, yeah. So that was kind of when I decided I was going to do it myself. So I did a lot of research and stuff, and I had to see if there was anything out there like it. So I wasn't stepping on someone's toes. So we did a lot of research.
I am curious, because the strap itself, excluding the one that has like the camo print to it, is just a straight black. Are you thinking about doing something that would be geared more towards the fashion conscious shooter slash the female shooters that are out there, because there are quite a few ladies that are in the industry, in the wedding industry and others, and they may want something that might complement their wardrobe a little bit more? Are you thinking about leaning towards something like that as well to fill into the line of straps that you've got right now?
That could be a possibility down the road, yeah. I think what our main concern is right here, right now, is just making this thing better and better with the hardware that's on it, and paying attention to that part first. And then when we get that kind of settled in and we feel we can go to another level, then we might go into more of that designer feel to it. Yeah, just making a straight black and simple and clean. That's pretty much what we're trying to stay focused on right now. But yeah, we definitely thought about that, and I had the thought, you know, these camel straps are going to go really well, and I liked it, and they were slow selling.
Wow.
So, but we did sell them out. We do have no more inventory of it, but. Now we're getting some requests, of course, since we don't have it, and we'll probably go back and maybe run a few more of those and have them as far as a product line. But maybe eventually down the road we'll have something cool for the girls. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be interested, you know, myself being the fashion-conscious shooter,
yeah.
You know, style extraordinaire.
The fashionista of Camera Dojo.
That's right. The fashionista.
So one of us has to, and it's not me.
One that matches every outfit that you're going to wear as far as colors go, I guess.
I'm liking where you're going with that. Okay.
Our next move probably would be, getting the hardware right and getting it to where we keep moving forward with it, better and better product. And then we'll probably go into bags that we have in mind that, I guess I won't say it, but it's going to be really cool, that it's going to go along with this strap very well. So
excellent.
Ah, I'm intrigued.
Well, we definitely like to know that, you know, you've got some good ideas in the pipe, and you just came out with the RS4, which is kind of an evolution as well, because now people wanted the ability to have the compact flash cards right there on the belt, but the RS2 was a little too bulky. Is that kind of how that came about?
That's a little bit of it. Yeah, sure. And like I said, we're just making it better as we go, and maybe eventually we'll find a different material that's going to work, but we're trying to stay consistent for now. Throwing a little zipper in there and holding two memory cards is just kind of a little plus. And as far as the RS2, it's a bit bulkier, sure, but it is kind of a, and we're going to make another one similar to that eventually here, but it is kind of a nice way to walk away from your bag, your mothership bag, if you're at a wedding or you have to walk away for a bit, and you have something with you that can carry a lot, you know. Somebody made a mention that it was like a fanny pack on your shoulder, and they were like, no way am I going to have that, you know.
Well, David, David uses the RS1, I believe. Is that correct, David?
Yes.
And
yes.
I use the RS2. I like it. I mean, I can, surprisingly enough, I can actually fit my BlackBerry in that cell phone holder.
Oh, nice.
It stretches it out pretty good, but I can carry quite a bit. I can stuff some business cards in there, my memory cards in there, a couple dollar bills in there, so I don't have to keep my wallet on me when I'm going to the bar all the time during the reception. You know, little things like that.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. So, you know, everyone's got their choice and whatever fits their style. So, and we have a WPPI show coming up. I'd love to have people stop by the booth there and just say hi. And if all goes well, we'll have this little surprise launch of a product to introduce at that time. So,
excellent. There you go, folks. We sneak peek. Come to WPPI, and you'll be the first ones to see something new from Black Rapid. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I like it when people, I check out all the blogs and stuff. I don't think people know that we actually see a lot of what they're talking about, but we do. And we just don't jump in and join the chats at all. We made a decision not to interrupt that at all. Because I've seen it go a direction where it didn't make any sense at all what they were saying about us. And they were saying stuff that, I could have jumped in and corrected it, but I just let it go and let somebody else correct it. But I just want everyone to know that we listen to what you're saying. We watched, the comments, and if you say that there's certain little things that you wish you could see, we make note of that. And believe me, it seems like it takes, I wish it could happen overnight, but we pay attention to that stuff, and we put it on our drawing board as far as, maybe throwing this into the next one, the next product line. So we had a lot of good input, so it's been kind of interesting.
Well, that's excellent. I mean, because I know I will not shoot without it. I mean, it's not going to happen. It's so comfortable. The way that it pulls the weight kind of helps you balance out a little bit versus I used to come back from a wedding. And especially these that I shoot with David, because he schedules like these 14, 15-hour weddings. And
you know it.
After I come home, and for days, my shoulder is just killing me from having my my camera on one shoulder. But with the R-strap, I just don't have that issue.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys like it. I sure do. And I figured, well, geez, if I like it, I'm sure someone else out there must like it. I like the fact that when you... Even if you're just using it for the day and you happen to be walking around town, even if you don't even pull it up to shoot a shot, it's there with you without feeling like you have to. Like, a lot of times I hate the thought of, oh, God, I want to go here, but I don't want to really bring my camera because I just want to enjoy the day. But this kind of actually helps you bring your camera out with you even if you don't shoot it. It's there when you need it, and it doesn't feel like you're tugging it on your shoulders to bring it up. And you could sit at the counter and have lunch, and you can have your camera on you without noticing it. Instead of putting it beside you or up on the counter, it's on you at all times.
I couldn't agree more, because the camera sits at your side. It's more on your hip, out of the way. You can, scrooch up to a table, eat something, and you don't have this lens in between you that you're going, man, I hope I don't dripped ketchup on my lens while I'm eating, because it's off to the side. You don't have to worry about it. So now
you know, you could stick it under your jacket as well. You know that. If it's kind of a misty day or something that you want to kind of keep it sheltered a little bit, if you have like a little bit of a jacket that goes down a little bit by your thigh, I mean, you can cover that camera up and have it underneath, unzip it, pull your camera out, shoot a shot, push it back in.
For those of us who shoot in Southern California, we don't really understand that word jacket. So
that's a Seattle thing.
Yeah.
It's something you pull over your clothing. That's what I've been told.
Over your clothes. Why would you do that?
It's supposed to protect you against weather.
You, like keep you warmer?
Or dry. I don't know. Hmm. Something like that. Or snow off of you.
Well, if we ever get up to Seattle, maybe we'll ask someone what that is.
Yeah. You guys ought to come to Seattle.
I love Seattle. I mean, I've been there. I've been there one day, and everyone was standing out on the street, looking up in the sky, going, "What's that strange orange orb up there in the sky?" And someone said, "That's the sun." And they go, "Oh, we've never seen that before."
Yeah, yeah, we get plenty of sun here. Come on.
But I hear there's good coffee. So.
That's true. Large on coffee here.
Well, Ron, you know, totally appreciate you coming on the show and talking about a little bit of the history and what's going on. And, you know, definitely if anyone's going out to WPPI, make sure you stop by the booth and, you know, say hi. Make sure you tell them that you heard about it on Camera Dojo, because, you know, we want him to know that our listeners are supporting him, and make sure you have your R strap on you. But I think you actually agreed to give one of these away, didn't you?
Absolutely. For sure.
What are we going to give away? One of the new ones?
Sure.
Okay.
Four.
Sweet.
So
that'd be awesome.
Let's put people on. I love doing this little scavenger hunt idea. So they're going to have to, in order to win this RS4, you're going to have to go to blackrapid.com, go to the RS4 product page, find out how many extra memory cards can be held in the secure pocket, and send that answer to us at podcast@cameradojo.com. So if that was a little too confusing, I'm going to put that in the show notes so it's clear. But you're going to go to blackrapid.com, the RS4 product page, how many memory cards can the secure pocket hold, and send that to us at podcast@cameradojo.com. And so this podcast, let me bring up some dates here. This podcast will go live on the 16th, so it'll be a belated Christmas gift, because let's pull the name on New Year's Eve.
You're cool. You're just totally cruel.
That's, I know, cruel. But, you know, people are only going to have a week to get it in before Christmas, so I want to make sure people have enough time to listen to the show and make sure that they enter the contest, because it is kind of going to be a little short notice, so I'm going to stretch it out. Past Christmas, we'll pull a name on New Year's Eve, and we'll post it on the website. And Ron will get you out the new RS4, which I think anybody, whether you're using a 1DS Mark III or a brand new 5D Mark II or a 20D or a Rebel XTI, you are going to love this strap. It's going to work with any DSLR camera you have out there, or even a film SLR camera for that matter. Doesn't have
wait. What?
Film?
Well, I hear there's people still using those. I haven't actually seen it, but
Polaroid said something about discontinuing something called film. I don't know what film is. Film. I'm not sure.
It's that stuff that you get grain with, right?
Wait a minute. Let me get Wikipedia online. Hold on a second.
No, I still love film, guys. I'm sorry, too. I have digital, but I still have my film cameras just in case, and I have a bunch of film built up still if I have to ever use it. I probably won't have a place to go take it to get it developed anymore.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is very true.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a photo mat in a long time.
What are some suggestions you might have for somebody that would be new, that would be using it, that might be coming up thinking, hey, you know what, I just got my Rebel, or I just got my 40, 50, their, you know, 5D Mark II, whatever it might be. What are some suggestions that you might have for people that are out there in terms of like the D-ring and things like that, that you might suggest that they consider when they go to use your product and things like that?
How to adjust it well. Get find that sweet spot.
Getting comfortable. There's, you know, big people like myself out there that are, you know, kind of broad in the shoulders, but kind of svelte. And then there's really big people like Carrie.
Like me,
you know, ginormous.
I'm big boned.
Big boned. Okay, if that helps you sleep at night.
Well, you know, I guess it's just a matter of, I don't know what to say, actually, because it's just a matter of their taste. If they, I mean, it's a money-back guarantee situation. If they don't like it in 30 days, they can return it. You know, they can give a good shot of it, and walking around with it, and see if it fits their style. It doesn't fit everybody's style, but it seems like, to me, it's not a gimmick. It's not something that you're going to use and then you're going to say, oh, that was something I can't use anymore. This is something I think it's going to go in your bag of tools. And you may not use it all the time. I don't. But there's a lot of times in situations when I'm shooting bands or if I'm shooting a wedding that I do have it on me. And so I think it's, you know, just give it a shot. See what you think. And the D-ring, as far as the D-ring goes, the Manfrotto thing, we have something similar coming out, just to let you know. Actually, that's the breaking news. we have a D-ring similar to theirs. But it doesn't have the big piece of metal. It's basically a circular with a D-ring and it has our logo on the top. And that's going to be available pretty soon. I can't really say a date because, when I do, things change and I'm waiting. So, but we do have something come out D-ring that's going to be a little lower profile than the piece that we have now. That's going to be an upgrade. If you want it, you can get it. But we are still continuing to have what you see online.
The fastener piece?
Yeah, that'll be standard. And then if you want the other piece, then you have to just upgrade yourself, and then you can just put it on. And we have a video coming out that's going to show you how to take the camera strap apart, how to use the camera strap, and just kind of break it down a little bit better than maybe the video that I had up there, but still have up there. But and let me say this too: everything that we have on this camera strap is U.S. made, so we try to keep the prices down to the point where it's affordable and there's this tipping point. And but you just got to remember, everything's made here, and it costs more to be made in the U.S. And I like the idea of trying to keep it all here. So when I say here, too, I'm talking about the Northwest as well as the U.S. So it's been kind of nice keeping it even local.
So are you putting your kids into slave wages in the garage, hammering these things out with your wife's sewing machine?
Yeah, we're actually...
Because I will.
And friends, yes, we have a whole little sweatshop going on here.
Awesome.
We're actually using one of the sewers that Kavi uses for parts of his products. So we were invited to speak, you know, to be able to be around him and him telling us about, you know, products and how it all works. And then he gave us his store here in Seattle, and so we've been using them ever since. So it's been kind of a nice little thing.
Excellent. So, I mean, because I have to say that the quality is really good. I mean, this does not feel like a cheap. You know, it the camera strap that comes with your $8,000 Canon or Nikon is a cheaper strap than this. So
totally,
totally. That is true, isn't it? Yeah,
it's surprising. It's like you spend that much money and you think you're going to get a quality strap, and then you don't, and you're like, wait a minute here.
Well, it just kills me that I don't care whether you spend $400 for the lowest end, you know, consumer grade DSLR, or you spend $9,000 for the top of the line Canon, Nikon, super pro DSLR, you get the exact same $2 strap.
Yeah. Yeah. It's never made sense to me. I've never understood that.
There's no reason for that.
And that's a good point. I mean, they do spend a lot of money on their cameras and then they fudge on the strap. I have seen it blogged a few times, but not all the time, but it's like Black Rapid is $50 and they go, ouch. You know, like, well, you just spent a lot of money on your camera and you can't afford to have a camera strap that will work really well with it.
Even if you have the best warranty package with Canon, even if you're the highest level of Canon professional services, your camera falls off one time and you crack up a lens, this strap has paid for itself 10 times over.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I've never understood. You know, people will bark about, you know, different things to help take care of their equipment. But if you think about it, it's like if you're using an L series piece of glass from Canon and then you've got just a mid range camera, you know, you've got like the 40 or the 50, that's a lot of money right there. Wouldn't you want to spend a little bit of money on your investment to keep it from breaking? Because as we all know, those 7200s are banging up against pews and everything else. And with the Black Rapid R-Strap, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
I've hardly even dinged my 7200 since I've been using the R-Strap.
You got $3,000-$4,000 worth of equipment on you. You're not going to blow $48 to protect it.
Exactly.
When did you guys find out about the R-Strap anyway? Was that a few months ago or just fairly recently?
Well, gosh,
2008?
How long have we had it?
We've had it, for about 6 months now.
Oh, have you? Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you looking it up?
Yeah, I can go back and look it up.
I know that I can definitely tell you because a lot of my colleagues in Fast Track Photographer are huge advocates of the R-Strap now, since we've done a podcast about it and a review about it, and then Dane has recently put out some great information about it as well. A lot of other people have since picked it up, and they've all raved about it. You know, they're totally blown away with just how comfortable it is. They're no longer banging their lenses around. They're able to move around, and they're, you know, the camera strap's not slipping off your shoulder or things like that. It's totally an amazing product.
It seems to me the first time we mentioned it was back in July. That's when I first found out about it from reading. Someone had mentioned it on Pro Photography Show forums, and then
that's when you mentioned it to me.
We got ours mid August.
It's about 5.5-6 months.
And then because our review of it came out September 4th. So we've been using them. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. And you guys, are you shooting sports? Do you shoot weddings?
Mostly weddings. Mostly weddings and portraits. If you can consider a wedding reception to be a more of a sporting event, sure, because they're fast-paced and out of control.
Yeah, that's true.
Grad nights, proms, corporate stuff. Nights. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks, Scott. I mean, really, I appreciate the feedback, the reviews that you give us. I mean, I couldn't be more pleased with what's going on. And Scott, I never really followed that circle, so I didn't know all these people. And when I got Scott Kelly come in to the loop and blog on his site and you guys, I mean, it's been awesome. PDN Magazine, this month we have a review.
How many people have actually used it and said, yeah, you know what, I'd much rather have a normal camera strap?
There's a couple.
I mean, I'm sure there's a couple, but the percentage has got to be, like, insignificant.
Oh, it's not very many, yeah. But there is people who don't like it, you know. That's not your style. So, I mean, I'll tell you, you can't please everybody. That's the whole thing. I mean, we could try to listen and make things happen for what we get as far as feedback, but, you know, somebody's not going to like it, and that's fine. But the majority of what's going on right now, I think it belongs in every bag. And I'm not just trying to pitch it. I mean, I really honestly think that there's going to be a situation that this is going to work for you really well. And, you should be in your bag.
But don't listen to Ron. Don't listen to Ron. He invented it. He's the owner. Of course he's going to say that. You got to listen to us because we love it. You need to listen to Scott Kelby because he loves it. Dane Sanders, Matt Kluskowski. You know, I mean, the
Carrie list Garrison,
is on and on and on about
David Esquire.
People who are using it and like this thing. To me, you got to try it out. I mean, that's all there is to it. Are they finding their way into local camera stores where people can go and see them yet?
In Seattle area and around, we try to keep the percentage of that down just a little bit. I mean, we get requests for that a lot, and we try to figure out which ones that we're trying to be picky about just a little bit. We're selling all over the world. As far as there's a place in Sweden, Philippines, Taiwan. I guess you could see it on the on our website of where our locations are as far as where you can actually walk into a store. And so if you go to blackrapid.com, you can go to the, I guess it's the contact page or something like that.
Dealer.
You know, I don't even know what my site is.
Well, it got picked up by Adorama, huh? So Adorama is going to be selling it now?
Is it on their website?
Well, I see that listed on your dealer's page.
Okay, there it is.
There you have it.
Everything that's on there is where we sell it. And then we want to keep that percentage at a certain point. We don't want to be the majority of what we want to sell it to our company, and then we want to be able to spread it around to a few other retails. And we got a store here, Kenmore Camera, which we really love. We love this store, and it's our local store, as well as Glazers here. But Kenmore Camera's been really supporting us, and we appreciate them, that's for sure. But yeah, but other than that, we have places all over the place right now. But it's not gonna, we're not gonna try to take over all the retail stores as much as possible to get this spread out around. I think we're gonna try to keep it at maybe 20% or something like that of our business, and then sell through online. Well, who has the dog?
I have two dogs.
He has two dogs.
And my daughter didn't realize I was on a call, so she made a noise and the dogs go crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad the dog here is quiet. I will could have spoke here.
But since you already did a shout out to Kenmore Camera, looks like for a limited time right now, they have the R2. Regular price is $55.95. They have it on sale for $39.
That's right.
So kcamera.com, and you can get yourself a hell of a deal on the Black Rapid R2, which is the one that I use, has the extra storage on it for some different things. And that's a hell of a deal over there.
You swore. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Curious. Yep.
Those guys are, I think they're the only ones selling it for that price right now.
Wow.
So, yeah, get it while their supplies last.
You know, and if somebody is skeptical about it, if they're not taking everybody's word for it, then they can always purchase it through you, through the site. It's got a guarantee. Yeah. It's got a money-back guarantee. So it's almost like there's a no-risk involvement right there other than finding out that why in the world did they not get this particular strap sooner?
Yeah. Yep.
And only because they didn't hear about it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And with our worldwide global reach of our amazing podcast, now everyone's going to know about it, right?
I hope
so.
All right, Ron, we're going to go ahead and let you go. Again, really appreciate you being on. Appreciate you giving one to one lucky listener who will really make his New Year's or hers. So whoever wins is going to have to make a New Year's resolution to shoot more, probably, because they're going to have this killer strap.
That's right.
Nice. Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks a lot.
Anytime.
Thank you very much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome, and thank you.
Awesome, and happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays to you, too. Have a good one.
You, too.
All right. Well, David, what'd you think of that? I mean, Ron's a pretty cool guy and up there in Seattle.
Totally. Yeah, three. He is so laid back. I love it. You know, he's one of the things I loved about what he had to say was that he wants to be taken seriously in the business, but he doesn't want to be like one of those big stuffy companies, you know, wear a suit and tie. Just he's a real down-to-earth kind of guy. And that very much is parallel with just, you know, how we are. A lot of our listeners are like that, to where we're not a part of that mold. We are just regular people out there having a good time doing what we love.
Well, and that's awesome. We see that a lot with most of the companies that we deal with on a regular basis, whether it be Think Tank or LumaQuest or many of the others. They're small guys who are just trying to make a difference with a particular product, and they come up with an idea that, you know, I don't want to say changes the world, because it doesn't, but it can change the way you shoot, and it can make what you do more comfortable, and it can increase your productivity, or it can do something to make what you're doing easier, more comfortable, better, you know, something. It's not a earth-shattering revolution, but it is an evolution of the existing strap. And what more can you say? It's an improvement. Every camera should come with it. End of discussion.
But actually, it is earth-shattering. It is a revolution of what is going on out there. think about it. You take something as simple as a camera strap. You make it, like you just brought up, more comfortable, more this, more that. The list goes on and on. Okay, what is the number one thing that is going to happen if you are more confident in your equipment? You're more comfortable with your equipment. You're going to be more creative. And as a photographer, that is so key. So that's one less worry that you have, you know, just kind of sitting in the back of your mind, like, okay, where did I leave my camera? Oh my gosh, I don't want to drop my camera. Oh my gosh, is my camera strap on? Oh my gosh, this, that, and the other thing. It's like, set it and forget.
Well, I know the biggest change that made for me was, well, actually there's two, and I'll point them both out. It's first.
Well, and then I want to point out mine.
First, when you're waiting, when you're just waiting for something, if you have my normal camera strap with the two sides of the camera and you got any heavy glass on there, it's just digging right into my sternum. And I just hate that. It's so annoying to be sitting there poking out of you. Like, well, let's not go there. But, it's very uncomfortable to have a heavy camera with a heavy lens hanging off your neck like that. It's very uncomfortable. So when you're just waiting for something to happen, it's hanging at your side, it's out of the way, it's not bumping into things, you're not slamming it into doors, you're not poking people with it. So that's one. The second, I think, is when it comes to posing people. And you're walking up to people, it becomes a very natural movement to put the camera at your side, walk up with your hands, and be able to tell people with two hands, okay, I just want you to move your shoulders this way. I want you to, you know, bring up your arm right here. And you are more yourself. You're more comfortable, casual, because you're not having this camera in your hand or it's not sticking off your chest. You can just sit there and talk to someone like I normally do. I'm very animated with my hands. And so I can do that. As soon as I take a step back in one very smooth motion, I reach down, I have my camera, I bring it up, and I'm ready to shoot. So those are my two favorite times where the camera really comes in, or the R-strap really comes in handy. I mean, there's other things like when you're just walking around at the zoo or the park or something, and it's just kind of out of the way. But for my day-to-day stuff, those are my two favorite points.
Mine would have to be somewhat similar. As you'd mentioned, you know, you being very animated, and anybody that knows me pretty much knows that, yeah, I'm the Marcel Marceau of photographers that's out there.
You're not quiet.
No, but
and you don't try and get out of the box. I have never seen you climb the rope thing. And I don't recall you putting white paint on your face.
Oh,
so I'm missing the correlation there.
Okay, now if you understand being a mime, you understand that everything that you do is so over the top. It's so animated.
Now that's you.
It's so big. Exactly. It's kind of like, ta-da!
You are a caricature of a normal human being.
There you go. And the same type of head with the ego inflated, too. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
It's so not.
No,
actually.
It is.
No, totally.
Okay.
Five. There you go. Anyhow, so just in case for the scavenger hunt. So anyways, gosh, back to what I was going to say. Yes, it is so awesome to be able to have the strap. It's right there at your side for your camera. It's just ready to go. I'm able to pose people. I'm able to move around. For me, with that particular strap, it gives me the best of both worlds. There are times when I don't want to use a strap, and I'll be whipping the camera around and running around, things like that. And it's great because it's just a simple clip, and it's off. When I want to use the strap, it's right there. It's, you know, the camera is ready to go when I need it. And I'm rolling around on the ground sometimes, and, you know, it's totally out of the way. I love it. It is a great product. And not only that, but, you know, one of the things that we were talking about is that, okay, whether you spend a few hundred dollars on the most economical DSLR or film camera, or you're dropping close to $10,000, it's the same strap in the box, a cheap, you know, $2 strap or whatever it might be in value, in monetary value. And you take some L-series glass and you put it on there, like the 7200. You put that onto the back of pretty much any DSLR, that's a pretty hefty investment. And for me, knowing that I've got the R-strap, it's ready to go, my camera's protected, I don't need to worry about it, I don't need to worry about anything breaking or slipping, falling off my person, it's nice. It's totally secure. And then I feel more comfortable and I'm able to be more creative and have more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Totally. Six.
Yeah. Okay. I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up for this week.
Yeah,
next week, we are going to be on with Robert Evans, who is a wedding and portrait photographer from LA. And not that his claim to fame isn't being a fantastic photographer, because that's what he's known for, but he has a great new website called photographymentor.com.
.com.
I can say it. Can I not say .com?
But it's in stereo.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Photographymentor.com.
Wait, no, we can't say it like that because we don't want to say it
like
that.
That's true. But photographymentor.com, it's a great website. There's an active forums. Once a month, yes, they have someone on there doing a video cast. There was Scarlett Lillian, and recently it was Ken Kubota, and I can't remember who's coming up next in January, but every month they've got a big personality on there who's doing a video stream cast to teach people stuff. There's a great school involved. You can sign up for the school and get these fantastic video tutorials and tech.
The school is free.
No, the school is not free, but the rest of the site is.
Yeah, the playground. That's what I meant. The playground.
The playground is free. The school isn't. And yes, in the playground, you've got chat, forums, your profiles, your gallery, shout boards. There's all kinds of stuff. I'm hanging out there quite a bit and talking with people. And so check it out at photographymentor.com. And next week, you'll hear from Robert Evans himself. So look forward to that one. Until then, you can find me at l7studios.com, or make sure you come to cameradojo.com, post in our brand new cool comment section, post to our forums. It's getting more and more traction all the time. Send us letters. We have an upcoming Letters from Listeners show coming up in January. So send letters to podcast@cameradojo.com. And David, where can we find you?
Well, my name is David Esquire. And you can find my work at EsquirePhotography.com. That's Esquire, like the magazine, no relation, and then photography, like the art. So it's EsquirePhotography.com. And we as well have a comment section on there. There's a blog. There's all kinds of really neat things, as well as little video slideshows that we use from Show It Fast from David J. And great product. So anyhow, little plug there for David J. He's cool. He's a cool guy. I like him.
All right. And we will catch you next week.